morning. It's an honor to be here and bring the word of God. Pastor Eli and Solomon, all the saints here in this wonderful church, Whitridge Lutheran Church, I bring you greetings from Lutheran Bible Translators. This morning, I would like to address to you the word of God just briefly from the lesson, the lectionary we have for this Sunday, especially the gospel reading in the Old Testament. And when we hear the Old Testament lesson from Ezekiel, there is one text strikes me when I read it first. The soul of the sinner dies. Of course, it spoke about how their fathers behaved and not repentant. And because of that, death entered. Then the reading continues, even the epistle we have from Philippians, which is not listed here, replaced by the book of Acts where I'll be preaching. There we find St. Paul. He brings forth interesting understanding about death and forgiveness and God's pleasure in life that Christ took into his account all the burdens and humbled himself to free up the man in bondage. The soul who sins, who deserves death, is freed because of the sacrificial lamb, Christ himself. Just we heard the gospel reading from Matthew. The religious leaders, the Pharisees, and all those people of wisdom came and challenged Christ, by what authority you do this? Where you got those teachings? Who are you? Rather than answering them, he questioned them, where was John the Baptist's baptism from? They didn't answer, neither did he. But he said, the tax collectors and the prostitutes go into the kingdom of God simply because Christ died for them and became their substitute. Dear beloved in the Lord, the beauty of the texts we have today is pointing Christ as the center of our faith, through which our sins are forgiven and our life is granted. But also here we find the text which was read about the Ethiopian eunuch. Well, I was born in Ethiopia. That's my birth country, so I'm an American. But I can assure you I'm not a eunuch. Because Solomon knew my daughter, they went to school at Concordia, Wisconsin. Just imagine a eunuch. Just like the tax collector, like the prostitute, the most outcast and disgusted, and left out, untouched, and not welcomed. We read from Deuteronomy 23. The Bible said, let the eunuch do not enter into the assembly. But we find here in the book of Acts interesting story. The book of Acts gives us how the Holy Spirit worked in the lives of individuals and collectively in the life of the believers. If I just take you back about the Pentecost, we are in the 18th Sunday of after the Pentecost, God spoke through his children. The miracles happen by unfolding the gospel in their mother tongues. And even some said, wow, look at them. They are speaking in our languages. Where did they get this wisdom from? By what authority they got this to speak? When God speaks your language, that's where miracles happen. But which is the language God speaks in your life? That English? Or my English from Africa? Or German or Hebrew? God speaks my language. The passage we have in the book of Acts is, it's a mission. A mission on the wilderness road of America. There we find an Ethiopian eunuch coming to Jerusalem, worshiping and going back to Ethiopia. This was a tradition, back and forth. He was not just a simple guy. He was a treasurer in our days of your politics, secretary of treasure. He got all the money. But he was coming down, riding on a chariot, and crossing the Sinai Desert, and coming to the temple on the Day of Atonement, like many proselytes and Jews, praying and trying to find forgiveness and atonement, and going back. This was amazing. Jerusalem Pentecost unfolded to us how Christ is connected and communicated through that tongues. Of course, the story continued with the Samaritan Pentecost, where our text from the book of Acts, chapter 8, verses 26 to 41 is found. Then the book of Acts, if you continue reading, the Pentecost of Gentiles, which began with the book of Acts, chapter 10, where the Holy Spirit unfolded that animal to Peter and said, hey, Peter, get up, kill and eat. And Peter said, no way. I'm a holy man, a Jew. How would I do this? This is unholy. This is ungodly. But the Holy Spirit, Christ himself, spoke to him, don't defile what God has already cleaned. And that was a connection about the Gentile mission. The mission that you and I are today, a guy from Malagasy and an Ethiopian from East Africa, and you are all from different parts of the world in this peace land of the United States, we hear the word of God, the fulfillment. I just would like to give you some highlights then, see what God has in store for us from this text. Imagine the eunuch again. He got everything. He had no problem of reading, but his problem was what? Understanding. Do you understand what you are reading about? And Philip was one of the seven deacons assigned in the book of Acts, chapter 6, after all the apostles and the leaders were fighting on which part of the Christendom should get the better bread. The converts from the Greek community or the Jewish? And Peter said, folks, we are tired of all this nonsense. You know what? Set aside seven godly leaders. Let them deal about distributing the bread so that we focus on preaching the word. That was the deal. And Philip was one of them. But the Holy Spirit nudged Philip in a way which was not common and led him to go to Samaria. Huh? Samaria. That is enemy territory. He got to leave his comfort zone, Jerusalem, and the bread distribution, the fan. Now the real world. Philip would have asked that question, Lord, why should I do that? And the Holy Spirit again led Philip to Gaza. I know some of you have been in the Holy Land and you know some of those places. I have been there and I can easily see, even going from Jerusalem all the way down to Gaza, it's a kind of deserted area, even today, after so many years. It's a kind of rough and tough place. In Gaza, that's where people think the evil spirits are and uncleaned. Why did God send Philip to the unclean? Why did God send Philip to the enemy zone, to Gaza and Samaria? That's why I called it Mission on the Wilderness Road of America. The Ethiopian eunuch riding on a chariot, going through the wilderness, reading the Old Testament. Remember, the Old Testament. Not only the Old Testament, but the heart of the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, the gospel. The gospel. Through his wounds, we are what? Healed. But he didn't understand it. He was reading it, he didn't understand it. And Philip said, hey, buddy, what book are you reading about? What is this about? And the Ethiopian said, how do I know unless somebody explains this to me? Imagine how many times he was reading and reading and reading and reading. The character of the Ethiopian eunuch, he didn't have a problem of religiosity. Well, in modern language, in my language, he have a wonderful cross. He may have a nice gown, a religious mask, but Christ was hidden from him. That was exactly how Luther was until he had that aha moment. He was trying to be perfect, upright and good, brilliant, young professor. He read the Greek, the Latin, he mastered all, but Christ was hidden. Then when he read, the righteous shall live by faith, and Luther said, what I was doing then all this time? His spiritual eyes open. Then he started translating the Bible so that any average German in the street of Germany can read and understand it. Dear beloved, sometimes even with the language we know and we understand, religious things are so mysterious. We might good really to know what are the altar and what are those candles and what does that stand for and why do we have green and what is the church here? And of course, if Solomon or Pastor Eli missed one of the letter G and you could easily tell, he messed up. We are really good. We are really good to observe and understand and follow the tradition. Sometimes we miss the gospel. Even grown up in a Christian family, in a Lutheran family, in a Missouri Synod Lutheran, sometimes we miss. My daughter is not here, so don't tell her. And once she was at Concordia, Wisconsin, and every night she's calling me, Dad, what is this about? Hey, I taught you during confirmation class. You remember this is what this is. Even the pastor's daughter would have a hard time. I was just like that man. Just like that man. At the age of 15, when I met the first missionary I have ever met in my life, some of you in the Bible class heard the whole story. A German missionary from Hermannsburg, Germany, Johannes Launhardt, he was preaching and teaching in my language, my mother tongue, and the lingua franca of Ethiopia, and he just drilled down to my heart, and the gospel grabbed me, and then I get connected to Christ. Though I was born in an Eastern Orthodox family, I had no idea. I have a beautiful cross, a nice tradition, nice connection to the church, groomed to be a deacon in the Ethiopian Orthodox Church, which my younger brother is a bishop today. And we come from that big family, but Christ was hidden under the mat. When Pastor Johannes gave me the first Bible, the treasure of all treasures I ever had in my life, Christ, in that written book, that opened my spiritual eyes. Since then, God changed my life, transformed my life. The way who I am today and why I'm standing before you, because of that word. I'm not here to blame the Ethiopian eunuch. But once Philip unfolded the gospel to him, then the Ethiopian's eye opened and he said, oh, water. Can I be baptized? And Philip said, sure. And the Ethiopian baptized. When he baptized, the Greek was very interesting. He came out of the water joyfully and went back to Ethiopia rejoicing and singing. You come to church, you encounter Christ embedded within under that element of bread and wine, welcoming you regardless who you are. Whether a tax collector, or a eunuch, or anyone, empowering you, refreshing you, encouraging you, when you go out to connect and reconnect Christ, Him crucified. The Ethiopian eunuch has become who he was because of the gospel preached by Philip. Dear beloved, today, just like that time back then, we may encounter with some people that we know and some people that we don't. People that we have never met them. People probably who don't speak like you or who don't look like you. Role is always what? Open your mouths. Connect Christ. Christ, Him alone, crucified. The Holy Spirit works miracle. And that's how faith comes, by hearing, and hearing from the Word of God. And we are here today to witness that. You might end up riding on the same chariot, or you might ask, hey buddy, can I climb on that? You probably don't like it. And you saw him, probably he's a drug pusher, probably he's an abuser, probably he is somebody that you don't like to be associated, but Jesus came down to look for the lost and befriended to the tax collectors and the sinners. And who are your neighbors, your community? Where is the territory in your life, in your area, in your home, in your church, where you don't even wish to cross a boundary? Set your feet on there, because you are covered by the blood of Jesus. You are a reconciler. You are a messenger. You make a difference. The solution to the problem of the Ethiopian eunuch was simple. One, a messenger, an evangelist, a proclaimer got to be there to share the good news. Somebody like Philip. I like that Greek word, Philippos. You know, some people, their name is Philippos. Philippos means the guy who loved a horse. Phileo means love. Hippos means a horse. Hippopotamus, a horse in the river. And God, for Philip, rather than loving horses, now he's calling him to love what? Strangers. That's what Jesus did. He called all those disciples from fishing to become fisher of men. Souls that shall sin, die. Souls that were to be dead, Christ died for them. Because of that, we need messenger. Not like the two gentlemen there. They are called, but you have also vocation. The Ethiopian eunuch trusted in that Messiah, my Lord and my God, like the conversion of Thomas, the aha moment of Luther. Just linked to Christ in water and the word. We can't come to God by our strength and by ourselves, but the Holy Spirit draw us to the true faith and the gospel, Christ, and hear the sacraments to receive it and be alive. Mother tongue Bible translation and engagement ministry transform nations. I'm one of the product. Like the eunuch, I had religious mask and did everything to be upright before the Lord. However, I was lost and found. Exactly that happens today. Back to daily life in Ethiopia, the same place where the Ethiopian eunuch came, but different person. Born again. We Lutherans don't like that. It is evangelical, am I right? Born again, recreated. Dear beloved, you at Whitridge Lutheran Church is part of that solution for many who are lost in their religious wilderness. Those who count their salvation on work righteousness. Those who are blinded by tradition. Missed the target, which Luther calls it sin. Finally, from the reading of Isaiah 56, verse 3 and 4, go and read it. Here is what the text said. Let no foreigner who is bound to the Lord say, the Lord will surely exclude me from his people. And let no eunuch complain, I am only a dry tree. For this is what the Lord says to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbath, who chose what pleases me and hold fast to my covenant. The eunuch who was forbidden, the eunuch was not allowed to the assembly. Here we find the gospel and the fulfillment welcomed, and the promise is fulfilled. Dear beloved, there are millions who are lost in the wilderness masked with religion. There are millions who do not have God's word in their mother tongues and cannot understand Jesus. They need Bible translators. They need missionaries. They need all of you. May the peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.